Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to move now from the state of the airline industry to the state of the economy as a whole. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke began his 2 days of testimony before Congress yesterday.
The U.S. economy contracted sharply in the fourth quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year. More recently, the pace of decline appears to have slowed significantly, and final demand and production have shown tentative signs of stabilization. The labor market, however, has continued to weaken.
Good news, bad news. So where, in fact, does the economy stand today? To help us answer that is Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, a company that forecasts recessions and recoveries. Oh, really? Can you do that? Lakshman Ajuthan. First of all, can you do that? If you could do that, how come we didn't know this was going to happen?
Not everybody listens. There's a lot of noise out there, but we've had a pretty good run.
Okay. Break it down for us, Lakshman, if you will, what Chairman Bernanke said in lay terms. What was he saying, really?
There's a lot going on. There's a lot in between the lines. The first thing is it's nice that we're at the point where we can talk about an exit strategy. Just a couple of quarters ago, we were staring into the abyss. So that's a positive. But what's going on here is he's giving a slight signal to one side of the market or the aisle that we're not going to let inflation get out of control, while at the same time he's saying, I'm not in a hurry to raise interest rates and choke off this recovery that is taking shape this summer. And that's a very tight line to walk. And then there's also his reappointment, which is coming up later at the beginning of the year.
And what about the fact he mentioned this part about the labor market continuing to weaken? Right. If, in fact, the labor market continues to weaken, right, how in the world does the economy recover?
Okay, a few things going on here. It will continue to weaken because the jobs market is a coincident indicator. This unemployment rate that we are all focused on is actually a lagging indicator. It will rise always into the early stages of a recovery. And if you recall, I think policymakers were suggesting just a while back that unemployment wouldn't go this high. Mm-hmm. So they're being real careful and probably setting the bar so low, saying, hey, it could go to 10 or 11%, so that hopefully they beat it this time.
The American public doesn't seem to agree with what Mr. Bernanke is saying. He expressed some optimism yesterday.
Right.
And yet the latest ABC News Washington Post poll about consumer confidence says confidence in President Obama's recovery plan is down to 56%. It was 72% in January. What does that tell us?
Well, I think there's time as this has drawn on. Now, this is Obama's economy. Right. Earlier on, it maybe wasn't necessarily his economy. So he's starting to really own it here. And it's kind of like, show me the money. Show me the where's the beef? You have to turn this thing around. And unless this recession draws to a close soon, I expect those numbers will keep going down. However, the forward looking indicators are telling us, I think things should improve.
Go out on a limb.
Yes.
Give us a forecast. What is your crystal ball saying right now?
Well, we've been out on a limb since April that the recession ends this summer. I'm sticking with that. Our indicators are soaring.
And that is good news indeed. All right. Lakshman Ajuthan, thank you very much. Managing Director of Economic Cycle Research Institute, which forecasts recessions and recoveries. Fingers crossed that you're right. And by the way, we are listening this time. Thanks so much. Femi, headlines?
Thank you very much. At 21 minutes to the top of the hour, U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke is in Pakistan today. He'll meet with political leaders and top generals, as well as civilians from Pakistan's volatile northwest. He will also travel to Afghanistan later this week. Now, this comes as our partner, The New York Times, reports that Pakistan is objecting to the U.S. expansion of military operations in Afghanistan. They believe an influx of American troops is causing militants to flee across the border into Pakistan. The lone surviving gunman in the November terror attacks in Mumbai says that he's ready to die as punishment. The Pakistani citizen confessed yesterday to the attacks that killed more than 160. And back in the U.S., a candlelight vigil is being planned in Idaho tonight for the safe return of a U.S. soldier who's been captured by the Taliban in Afghanistan. The Taliban released a video showing the soldier last week. Let's look at some top stories from today's headlines.
Thanks so much, Femi. And coming up, we're going to talk about race and racial profiling. Provocative. 10 minutes.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.